Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we've had a change in government in Otsego County. Explain.
Last time we spoke, David, the Otsego County Board of Representatives was about to create a county administrator form of government. Well, that happened December 4th by an 11-3 vote, so we're on our way. But what I was hoping to chat about today was another story that's also played out since we talked last. A couple of weeks ago, a UPS driver making a delivery in the town of Exeter, which is about 15 miles north of here, noticed a German Shepherd. Its leg looked like it had been blown off. Our local Susquehanna SPCA was alerted, and the dog Zoe was seized. In examining her, the vet found bits of bone in her stomach and also a large tumor on her shoulder. The conclusion was Zoe had probably chewed off her own leg, trying to stop the pain from the tumor. As soon as she could arrange it, the local SPCA director, Stacy Haynes, put Zoe in the back of the shelter's van and drove her to the Cornell Companion Animal Hospital in Ithaca. The CT scan showed the tumor, a fatty mass on Zoe's left shoulder, was so close to key arteries, the vets feared it was almost too risky to operate. But they went ahead regardless and did remove the tumor successfully. That evening, I was waiting at the shelter when the van got back. Zoe's leg had also been removed, and she was outfitted with a pet cone. But you wouldn't know she'd gone through any trauma at all. She was just sitting there looking around her, very alert, no snapping or any show of irritation. All this happened around Thanksgiving, and Stacy calls Zoe's rescue a Thanksgiving miracle. The owner was cited for animal neglect. Apparently, the idea had been to turn Zoe into a guard dog. That seemed very unlikely, Stacy said. She's just so sweet. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe site set up for Zoe's care generated $5,000 in no time, so the medical bills were covered. Stacy placed Zoe on a farm in the Butternuts Valley, where the owners have a history of caring for injured animals, and she's doing just fine. She's adjusting to the loss of her front leg, as dogs do, Stacy said. People were worried the tumor would be cancerous, but a biopsy the other day gave Zoe a clean bill of health. So what started as a sad story has had a happy ending.
Well, thank goodness for Zoe and for Stacy and those that care for those animals in need. What a wonderful story to have from our Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.